Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
At Augusta, to be correct, Hideki Matsuyama wins the Masters, becomes the first Japanese player to win the Masters, or any major for that matter. He finished with a 1-over-73, finishing the tournament at 10 under par. Coming in second place, Will Zalatoris. I do want to mention that the actual Masters itself, to me, was very dull. Usually it's, you know, lead changes. It's just, it's great stuff. Because Matsuyama was so good after the rain delay on Saturday, he was basically in control except for about 5 minutes when Shoffley cut it to two, birdied four straight holes, and then on the par three 16th, he put it in the drink, and it was over. Zalatoris, like I said, did finish one back at 9 under. Now, I follow golf pretty, I wouldn't say religiously, but a lot. I pretty yeah. close. And I don't follow the Korn Ferry Tour, or the, you know, the WebMD Tour, whatever the heck it was called back then. I don't even remember. But I swear to God, and I'm sure many people felt the same way, although the golf elite definitely remember him, because he had actually some decent showings in some other tournaments, but I never heard of Will Zalatoris. Nope. I mean, when I saw his name on the leaderboard the other day, you know, Friday, I think, I looked him up to find out, you know, if he was American, where is he from? You know, you find out, you know, he went to Wake Forest. But there are two things with it. First, Zalatoris, I thought it was like a breed of dinosaur or, you know, some lady part that some people can't find. However, the other noticeable fact is, besides, you know, he had the blonde hair, his name was Will, and of course I thought of Birchie, the Birchie kid, our very own Will Birchfield. But man, I said, geez, put on some, eat a sandwich. Yes. I've never seen, and that to me is incredible, how anybody that thin, okay,
can generate that much power.
Yes, and hit the ball that far, because we're in an era where you see, you know, DeChambeau and people like that. DeChambeau obviously takes it to the extreme, you know, where he changed his whole body, he gained 40 pounds. But other people seem to be in a lot better shape than Zalatoris. Now, I'm sure he works out like all these guys do. And a lot of it's, you know, club speed and things like that. And I get it. Mm-hmm. I do. But I can't remember.
What'd they say his waist size was during the broadcast?
I think 28.
I thought I heard Nance say 26.
26.
Either way, that's a tiny itty bitty.
That's one of them. That's almost one of my legs.
Yeah, he's 6'2", 165.
Wow. I was in high school. I weighed that.
That's awesome.
It
John.
Wasn't windy on the court. You have a little person warning.
Yeah. I mean, 248-539-9797.
Give him a helmet and tell him he can kick.
Oh. Which is now the, this is also the ticket text number, 248-539-9797. Who makes your all skinny team? Who's your favorite skinny athlete?
I think for me, gosh, there's so many that you could choose from. And we didn't say this one earlier, but this is a sneaky skinny guy that was a tremendous receiver in the NFL. Randy Moss.
Yeah, you're right. He was thin.
He was skinny, and his arms are kind of that one thing where, like, you know, you look at Calvin Johnson, right? And he's jacked up, he's put together, he's got some big guns. Obviously, the whole Megatron thing plays into that. But Randy Moss was 6'4", And for most of his career, they list him at 215. I really believe he was about 210. Just a scrawny dude that he had a great wingspan, could catch balls and run away from everybody else.
Chris Sale, obviously.
Another pitcher back in the day here now a little bit, especially his young years. And I thought his hair maybe made him not look as young, but he was thin. Tim Lincecum.
Yeah.
He looked sick skinny.
I know. Lincecum, the big unit. Who else did I mention earlier in the show? Oh, yeah. Like I mentioned, Chris. Tayshaun Prince.
Yes. Yep.
Tayshaun Prince. How about Kevin Durant?
So Kevin Durant is 6'9", 240. And but that's more than I thought he would be.
You want to go to Bad Take Theater? That was one of the things I was holding against him as a draft prospect.
Oh, Tayshaun or Durant?
Durant. That I was like...
Too slight?
Yeah, where I might have gone Odin instead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. what about... thinking about it, what's the biggest knock on Devontae Smith?
Yeah.
It was yeah. I mean, and part of it is his height as well. But he's what, 175?
Yeah.
180? Yeah, he's a little tiny dude. And you look at some of the other guys. And one guy that I've always remembered as being just long and skinny, and that's John Sally.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Spider-Man.
Go back to other pitchers before Chuck Nevitt. It was like 7'3". He was like a pencil, uh-huh. Right?
I want to throw this one out there to you. Now, this is one guy, when you think about him, you always think, like, when he was going to run down the basketball court, he was just going to break in half. Manute Bol. How much do you think he weighed?
God, Manute Bol probably so he was 7'7", right?
Yes.
He probably weighed 220.
200 pounds.
Oh.
That is skin and bones.
My God.
Just, I mean, 7'7", 200 pounds. And to put that into, I don't know, some context... you look at a guy like, and here's a guy that I enjoy watching highlights of, and I know Gov will probably roll his eyes because this is going in the Wayback Machine, but you hear about the legend of Bill Russell?
Yeah.
He's 6'10", 215.
Wow. That's crazy.
He kind of has this, I don't know, just this persona of being a big man.
Well, look at early pictures, especially when he was in college in his early days in the NBA, of Wilt.
Yes.
He was he looked very thin.
Mm-hmm. I think for the majority of his career, Reggie Miller.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Mm-hmm. He at one point he was listed 6'7", 185.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
You're 6'7", John, right?
I am. Yes, and I have not been 185 since I was a sophomore in high school.
You know, Rip Hamilton was kind of thin.
Rip was thin. Yeah.
Kevin Garnett, especially the early years.
Yes. No doubt about it. 248-539-9797. We saw Will Zalatoris come on the sports scene over the weekend, finishing second in the Masters. And my first reaction to looking at him was, man, he needs a sandwich. just figured I'd, some of your favorite skinnier athletes out there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's tons of them. And then there have been some good ones. Look, we mentioned the big unit. Here we go. Ticket text. Stoney, as a skinny guy, you can't make fun of their weight and say eat a sandwich unless you're ready to go the other way, too, about fat people. That's from Mike and Farmer.
Well, he works with one, so you got the license to go wherever you want.
Yeah, okay. I get that. Sorry, I'm not fat shaming or whatever, skinny shaming.
It's just everything have to be picked apart these days.
Yep. Michael Cooper. Yeah,
yes,
I can
especially
see that.
Early years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Brandon Ingram of the Pelicans, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, John Anthony Carter.
I don't know. I mean, yes, he was skinny, but that was back before, I really expected much. He reminds me a lot. You know what? That's a great comparison. He reminds me a lot of Devontae Smith.
Yeah.
You know,
somebody does mention Devontae Smith like we did. Sean Bradley, who just got into a horrific bicycle accident. Mm-hmm. He's like paralyzed.
How about Usain Bolt?
But his, I don't know.
6'5".
Yeah, but his muscles are so, pronounced, like his calf muscles, I think.
Yeah.
Somebody says, it's about torque and leverage. My daughter is thin and tall and can crush the ball because she uses her height as leverage. Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, even back probably 20 years, Corey Pavin was really slight and thin, and he could crush the ball as well. He won a major, I believe. I think he did. He might have won one major. Anyway, he was obviously a really good player. All right. Our telephone number, 248-539-9797. Todd in Pleasant Ridge, you're on 97.1 The Ticket.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Talking about these skinny athletes, the first thing that came to mind was, you might have to Google him, Tristan McKenzie. I believe he's a Cleveland Indians prospect.
He's on the team. He's good.
Oh, he's on the team? He's on the team? He is maybe 150 tops. He reminds me of like Oil Can Boyd from back in the day.
Oil Can Boyd, like, that is a really good one.
You know? Mm-hmm. But check him out. He's got a baseball card, too. You got to Google the picture. It's pretty scary looking.
Thanks for the call. Did I ever tell you the Oil Can? Thank you. Did I ever tell you the Oil Can Boyd story, John?
No.
I happened to, thankfully, I was able to get a credential to some World Series games. And in 1986, it was my first year here, and my friend working for the George Michael Sports Machine had extra credentials. So I came in, I went to New York for the weekend. The famous Game 6 is the Bill Buckner game. So the Red Sox lose, go into the Red Sox locker room. And everybody's obviously bummed because they thought they were going to win their first World Series. But everybody was pretty subdued, answer questions. And Oil Can Boyd, with a cigarette in his fingers, just was pacing relentlessly back and forth throughout the locker room because he was scheduled to pitch Game 7.
Oh.
And he was so nervous. As it turns out, Game 7 that Sunday got rained out. So they play that game on a Monday where Bruce Hurst pitched. The Oil Can didn't have to pitch. But, man, you talk about somebody who was nervous. Oh, my Lord. That guy was really nervous. By the way, Tristan McKenzie, you know what his nickname is? Dr. Sticks.
Dr. Sticks.
Yeah.
Yep. Very appropriate.
Yeah, I'm trying to find his height and weight here, and I can't find it here.
6'5", 165.
Oh, there it is. Yeah.
Wow. 6'5", 165.
Yes. Born in Brooklyn. He was the Indians' first round pick in 2015.
So he's the same height as Zalatoris, but 3 inches, or he's 3 inches taller, same weight.
Yeah.
Wow.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.